Welcome to the July 2nd edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Oracle gets into the appliance business, Cisco turns to 10 gigabit Ethernet, and Red Hat pushes KVM. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, Oracle's building a virtualization-ready appliance, according to our sister site, SearchITChannel.com. Oracle President Charles Phillips broke the news during last week's quarterly earnings call. He was short on details about the appliance, which he called the Oracle VM Machine, but it will bundle the Oracle VM Hypervisor and management software with server, networking, and storage equipment. The Oracle VM Machine sounds like a new competitor to Cisco's Unified Computing System and Hewlett-Packard's Converged Infrastructure, but there's one big difference. Cisco and HP have to rely on other vendors to make their appliances virtualization ready, but Oracle will likely be relying on its own software and the hardware that it acquired from Sun. One of the big concerns about these kinds of appliances is vendor lock-in, and the Oracle VM Machine could be the ultimate example of that. Plus, Oracle VM hasn't exactly set the market on fire, although some Oracle VARs did say that the appliance could help the company catch up. In other news, Cisco's improving its Nexus operating system to aid long-distance live migration and other advanced technologies. At the Cisco Live show this week, Cisco announced that it will add the new Fabric Path protocol to Nexus and to its UCS. Fabric Path is supposed to avoid network loops, which are one of the major roadblocks to long-distance vMotion. And Cisco said that Fabric Path will allow for up to 2,048 servers connected by 10 gigabit Ethernet. But some admins are concerned about cost and vendor lock-in, especially when it comes to UCS integration. And finally, Red Hat held its Red Hat Summit here in Boston last week, and KVM virtualization was a big focus area. Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6, which just came out in Beta 2, will only support KVM, not Xen. And Red Hat spent much of the conference telling customers about the advantages of KVM for both virtual data centers and private and public clouds. Several Red Hat customers said the manual Xen to KVM migration process can be complicated and time-consuming, and I actually sat in on a hands-on session about migrating Xen to KVM, and I would have to agree with them on that. But luckily, the vendor is working on some tools to help automate that process. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.